It's time for Lincoln County Connections on KNPT, KWDP, and KBCH. Here's your host, Casey Miller.
Good morning and welcome to the program. Thanks for joining us today, Lincoln County Connections. Every Thursday morning at 9 a.m., news events and people like Central de Ayuda and Jorge Hernandez, the director of Central de Ayuda, are on the program with us today. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Nice to see you.
Nice to see you.
It's good to have discussions with you. And Jorge, when we think of Central de Ayuda, please just tell us in general, what is Central de Ayuda?
Central de Ayuda is a nonprofit agency who started in 1992 by a group of very concerned or nice people in the community from the St. Stephen's Episcopal Church and other members in the community that decided to organize and develop a nonprofit agency because at that time there were a lot of people, Spanish-speaking people, that were being dropped off at the parking lot by the church, and these people didn't speak any English at all. They didn't have any idea about the community, the services, and this group of people from the church decided that maybe it was a good idea to build an agency to develop a nonprofit agency that could provide some services to these new immigrants that were coming here into our community.
You know, it's interesting. Yesterday in the Board of Commissioners meeting, they were signing the order that basically releases or approves of the nonprofit social service funding, Central de Ayuda, one of those organizations. And it's kind of around that time as well that the nonprofit social service agency allocation was committed to by the county. And it's really not something that's very common as well throughout other counties that, you know, there is, these small mechanisms for funding the local nonprofits. And it's kind of interesting that there was a critical mass at the time. Commissioner Hall had said usually the way funding sort of happened before that for nonprofits was that, you know, a lot of people would show up at the meeting, and the most people who showed up, tended to sway the commissioners in that direction. So it's good that there's a mechanism. I kind of think that's an interesting backstory because it's around the same time that Central de Ayuda is established. And you came on in 1999, is that correct?
Yes. I started working at Central de Ayuda in November 1998, actually, to be more accurate. And then I have been working there since that time. And it's been an interesting learning journey for me. And something that we were very fortunate is to have these types of funds, like the county funds. And the reason is that when I started, I remember that the office was open only 2 hours a day, 2 days a week, Tuesdays and Thursdays. And I was talking to some of the board members at the time, and they said that actually the director or people that were working in the office were thinking about closing Centro de Ayuda the next year because mm-hmm. they didn't have any funds, because they didn't think that it was needed. But then when I came on board, I saw that there was a huge need because yeah. we still had more people coming into our communities, and they didn't have any information or knowledge about what kind of resources there are. And when I talk about resources, I'm talking about employment, housing, medical services, educational services. So there was a huge need at that time, but at the same time, when you have new members, you are finding that as you are getting more part of the community, you are finding that there are other needs that you have in place,
yeah.
like people were coming single, then they became married, they started families, children, so the needs were increasing. Something that actually unfortunate is that when I came here to this community in 1997, we had only young kids between 15, 20, 25 years old. And we didn't have a lot of families. So something that is good for me that I can see now is that we are seeing the first generation of kids that now are becoming adults, and you have 15, 16, 17 years old kids that are bilingual, Spanish and English is spoken at home. So it's an interesting experience that we have had here in this community for the last 15, 16 years.
Well, I think that's great to, you know, talk to you and see you evolve. I mean, for one thing, the fact that you know, this is an example of a grassroots effort that sees a need in a community. I'm glad that in Lincoln County we have individuals like you, and we have people that see those needs and establish a grassroots organization and grow it. And then it evolves with the need. If you're just joining us, though, let's take a quick commercial break. We're talking to Jorge Hernandez. He is the director of Central de Ayuda. Stay with us. We'll be back, and we'll learn more about what this organization does in our community.
Is your office supply store like Hall's Office Supply in Lincoln City? Does your office supply store carry art supplies like Hall's? Does your office supply store help you with your copy needs like Hall's? Does your office supply store look up forms and inkjets you need like Hall's Office Supply? One final question, does your office supply store deliver to your home or business anywhere from Pacific City to Glen Eden Beach? Hall's Office Supply of Lincoln City really does it all. That's Hall's. It's almost summer on the Oregon coast. Saltwater taffy, surfing, bonfires on the beach, and algebra classes. Algebra classes? That's right. There's more to summer at Oregon Coast Community College. This summer, your community college is offering classes like mathematics, psychology, and writing for your academic needs. Or choose from classes like marine biology, music, and painting to satisfy your creative side. To enroll in the class of your choice, check out the summer class schedule available now at OregonCoastCC.org.
Grandpa's Feed and Pet Supply is having a big sale on Gardner and Bloom's Harvest Supreme Soil Amendment. Buy three bags, get one free. Use this all-purpose blend in vegetable gardens, flower beds, or wherever a rich, well-textured garden soil is desired. It's natural and organic from composted ingredients. And right now, Grandpa's Feed and Pet Supply has Harvest Supreme on sale. Buy three, get one free. Grandpa's Feed and Pet Supply, about a mile east of Walport on Highway 34.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at turntohelpnow.com. At turntohelpnow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to turntohelpnow.com today.
Welcome back to Lincoln County Connections on KBCH, KWDP, and KNPT.
Welcome back to Lincoln County Connections, Thursdays at 9:30. Our guest this morning is Jorge Hernandez. He's the director of Central de Ayuda. If you're just joining the program, we were talking about the history. Central de Ayuda been in the community since 1992. Jorge, maybe you can talk about that. Well, we're talking in 1992, center open basically a couple hours a day, several days a week, and now what are your service hours?
Yes, the office is open 5 days a week from 9 to 5, and it's interesting that I say open because what we do is we provide interpreting services mainly to the hospital, mm-hmm. and there are other offices, companies, corporations, and restaurants, and what happens is we are only two staff people that works in the office, and we have one volunteer, but there are days or there are times that we are all over the town because we have to go and interpret to different places. So technically we can say that the office is open from 9 to 5, but in reality sometimes the office is closed because there is no one that can keep the doors open because we are interpreting in different places. So what we do mainly is we provide interpreting services, and we try to help people when they have different kinds of needs, employment, filling out applications, legal documents that they have to fill out, you name it, and we've done it. So what we are trying to do is we are trying to be the link between the Spanish-speaking people and the English forms or English needs that every person has in this community.
were the needs of your clients you know, the same back in 1992 as they are now, or how has the dynamics changed as, you know, the demographic makeup has changed for families and individuals?
Yeah, that's an interesting question, because it has changed. When I started working at this office, we had mainly single men between 15, 25 years old, and the needs were different. They were looking for employment, they were looking for housing, and that was it. Now, we have different needs because we have families. So what we are doing is we are seeing more, let's say, prenatal care. That's one of the biggest needs that we have at this point. So we are working in collaboration with the hospital to provide prenatal care to women that are in need of those services. And we are seeing more old people coming into our community too. And Spanish is their first language, so mm-hmm. obviously when they go to the doctor for any kind of medical needs, they need an interpreter there. Sorry.
Yeah, you know, beginning when I came to the county, I know you were spearheading and really brought in the website, the Central de Utah website, which is a good resource tool. Maybe you could tell us, you know, as the public information officer for Lincoln County, there's always that challenge of, how am I communicating to the citizens, and what delivery mechanism is going to capture, you know, everyone? Because some people may listen to the radio, some people may, you know, read the paper or look online. What is that challenge you've found? What's the best way that you find that you're communicating to the Hispanic population?
That's a good question. Unfortunately, one of the needs that we have in the community that is not being met is the need for channels to provide information to mm-hmm. the community. And I think that having a newspaper, newsletter, something like that in Spanish would be a very good help. The other challenge that we have is that we don't have any program in Spanish, and that's something that I think it is a big need in this community. And I'm not saying that we are not willing to learn the language, the English language.
Yeah.
What I have seen is 100%, as far as I know, 100% of students that go to school are English speakers. I haven't seen one that doesn't speak English. So I think that to facilitate the communication and to provide information to the community, developing Spanish newsletters or channels of communication is a good idea. The other way that actually we provide information to the community is word of mouth, mm-hmm. and we have some programs too. We have the Tomando Control de Su Salud, that's taking control of your health in Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
We have the medical interpreting program. What we do is we get volunteers from the community that want to become interpreters. We train them. We provide all the information that they need. So we are trying to develop some resources that actually will facilitate the communication with the community in general.
Is it true with the generational shift that sometimes communicating to the youth then communicates to the parents? And you and I were just talking about being dads and what a challenge
yes.
That is. But is there an advantage there sometimes in getting to the kids with their more flexible language skills?
Yes, and actually what I see is I see a big generational barrier. I mean, even if we are talking about one culture, one language, we see a generational barrier or gap or change, I don't know how we want to call it, but in this case, having Latino families with Latino culture, with Spanish as the main language,
mm-hmm.
and then having kids that are being that are growing in the American culture with the English language as the main language, there is a big cultural, language, generational barrier. And unfortunately, we're seeing more and more difficulty in families to deal with this by itself difficult issues, but yeah, in these cases, the difficulty is increasing because we have to meet those needs and talk to our kids in a way that actually they are willing to say, hey, what you are telling me is true or not, or maybe challenging or arguing or asking, have you been through that? Why are you telling me that? So, yeah, I understand. And now just, I have a 17-year-old. So
just philosophically, you know, as the youth matures and becomes self-actualized, where they're at on that, you know.
Yeah.
Interesting. We're talking to Jorge Hernandez. He is the director of Central de Ayuda, that's Center for Help. Stay with us. We'll be back in a moment and continue the discussion.
You have some really big projects that call for some real muscle. Not the kind behind a shovel, but the muscle of a Bobcat tractor, a backhoe, a Toro Dingo. Now we're talking muscle power for Mills Ace Hardware South. Big power for big jobs. For the mid-size projects, Mills Ace Hardware South has tillers, thatchers, mowers, weed brush trimmers. Need it? Run it. Run it only at Mills Ace Hardware South in Lincoln City. Ace really is the place. Be driven to work, to play, to class by North by Northwest Connector. Traveling northwestern Oregon is now easy and affordable. This five-county seamless public transportation service connects you to places you want to go for relaxation or a company meeting. Leave your car behind and enjoy the ride to the city, the valley, or on the coast. North by Northwest Connector is powered by the Northwest Oregon Transit Alliance. To learn more and to plan your next trip, visit northwestoregontransit.org.
Right now, the Home Depot has a special buy on 18-pack annuals for just $10.88. Create a sea of colors in your yard with blooms of begonias, marigolds, and zinnias. These affordable annuals add waves of yellow, orange, red, and purple, so your colors overflow while your budget stays grounded. 18-pack annuals, a special buy for just $10.88. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through June 5th, U.S. only. See store for details.
Lincoln County Connections is back on KNPT, KBCH, and KWDP.
Welcome back to the program. Jorge Hernandez, he's the director of Central de Ayuda. Jorge, we were talking about the services you provide, and one of them you said was for prenatal interpretation, is that correct?
Yes.
And that's a large name.
Yeah, well, actually what we do is we provide interpreting services 24/7 to the hospital. So it is not only that area, but we provide interpreting services for the emergency room, for the surgery department, for the women's healthcare center, different places all over the hospital. And not only the hospital, but we provide interpreting services to other companies, hotels, restaurants, if there is a need. When the company is training their workers and they want their workers to understand and to know exactly what they need to do in certain situations, then they need an interpreter and they talk to Centro de Ayuda for us to provide that those tools and that interpretation.
You know, I guess I was kind of surprised when you told me that you are pretty unique as an organization, but that you see some critical mass moving towards helping other communities establish what you have in this community. Any rhyme or reason why there aren't more centers or what it's going to take? I mean, certainly we're talking about an increase in the Latino population. I mean, this is an inevitable process, don't you think?
Yes, and now that you mentioned that, it is true because we have been to network and find other places, other communities, because we wanted to know and implement some things or programs that are working in other communities. And then it was like 10 years ago that I started looking for other places, other communities in the state that had maybe something like Centro de Ayuda, and I wanted to learn. But I was shocked that actually Centro de Ayuda was unique in the sense that it was an idea from a community that cared for new immigrants. And then the new immigrants were able to take over that idea and develop it in a way that actually was useful for the community. So it's unfortunate that we haven't found any other community in the state that has something like Centro de Ayuda. So Centro de Ayuda is unique in the sense that it's it was developed by the community and by the immigrants, depending on what needs there were at the time. And now we are working with an agency that is based in Scappoose, Rural Organizing Project, and they want us to share our experience. They want us to share what kind of programs, what kind of work we do here in the community, so maybe other communities can develop something like Centro de Ayuda. So I think that we are fortunate in the sense that we have had the vision to develop something that it is very unique and very useful for the community.
Yeah, your partnerships with other programs, Rural Organizing Project, getting some support there. What other organizations? You mentioned the hospital. Who else supports you, and how can we support Centro de Ayuda, either financially or voluntary? What would you suggest?
Yes, well, what we do is we have volunteers. We have about 6 volunteers that work in our office. Unfortunately, and I don't know, I say unfortunately, when we are looking for volunteers, bilinguals, volunteers are the ones that we are in need at this point. Because most of the people that come into our office are Spanish-speaking people, or we have people that speak different dialects or languages. Mem, Canjobal, in Spanish is their
second
language.
How many different dialects, then? I mean,
well,
how does that affect just a general approach towards learning to be a Spanish speaker?
Well, what happens is that we have to be careful, because when we are helping one of our clients and they speak Mem or Canjobal, we have to be very... We have to use very basic words in Spanish and make sure that they are understanding. So it's and I admire people that their first language is another dialect and not Spanish, because they are learning not only Spanish but English at the same time, and being in a different culture, so they are learning about the culture too. So that's what we do, and we try to understand the background of the client, so we are going to be able to provide a better service. And the way we get our income is we provide services, like I said, interpreting translations to different places, the aquarium, the Wyndham, Depot Bay, hotels, restaurants. We provide interpreting services. We provide those services, and we get paid for those services that we provide. And besides, when we go to a restaurant, let's say, and there are 10 Spanish-speaking people and they have other needs, then we give them our business card so they can come into our office and they can set up an appointment. And if they need to fill out any other legal or any other type of forms, we can help them in our office.
Well, Jorge, thanks for everything that you do and being a source of good motivation and positive influence on the community. And if people have been listening to us today, how would they begin to contact you? Do you have a website?
Yes, we have a website, and it is HTTP. CDANewport.org. So it is www.cdanewport.org.
And also on the landline, they can reach you at
541-265-6216.
Looks like generally Monday through Friday you're available with office hours, but call first, right?
Yes, that's a good idea.
Yeah, busy, busy people. So if you've been listening to the program, that was Jorge Hernandez of Centro de Ayuda. Thank you once again. Please
thank you.
Come on the program again.
We are very happy. I'm very happy to be here.
Great. Okay, and thanks for joining us today. You've been listening to Lincoln County Connections, and remember, same time, same place next week. We hope to see you then. Have a great day.
News Talk 1310 AM and 98.3 FM, KNPT, and streaming live at knptam.com.